Pharisees are asking Jesus by what authority he does the things that he's doing, preaching, acting like he's an authority, casting out the money changers from the temple, kind of taking their role that they should have done. They should have made sure that the temple was a house of prayer and not a marketplace, but Jesus had to do it in honor of the Father. And Jesus says, if you want me to tell you by what authority I do these things, please answer this question. By whose authority did John do his baptism? Where did he get this idea? Yeah, obviously, it came from heaven, came from God himself. So John was baptizing by the authority of God himself. And Jesus is obviously implying that he's doing everything by the same authority, by heaven's authority. And they would not accept that. They would not accept that Jesus is doing these things, that Jesus is the Messiah by the authority of God. They would not accept the authority of Jesus as Messiah, as the Son of God, because that would mean they would have to submit to him in some way. And they did not want to submit to him. They wanted to have all the power themselves, all the authority themselves. They wanted Jesus to submit to them, which he actually did. He did say that to the people they should obey the scribes and Pharisees, but don't follow their example. So Jesus did obey them and whatever authority they had over the temple and things that they were legitimately allowed to do. And he respected their authority, but he was also doing his mission, obeying God, who told him to come and be the Messiah to redeem us. And, you know, he's acting on his own authority too. He's God. So he did say, Moses tells you these things and I tell you this. Do not commit it. Do not lust. Do not be angry. Do not, and all the other rules that Jesus put on top of the Mosaic law. Jesus spoke with authority. And what are we to do? What are we to do? We are to do what Our Lady said. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to thy word. So we recognize our role as obedient servants. Obedient servants. We are here on earth to obey God. As Jesus came to obey his Father's will, we are here. We are born to serve. We are born to obey. We are born to submit to God. Even Islam does that. The word Islam means submission. So the Muslims submit to their law. They submit to God. obviously, their ideas are strange and not always from God. But we need to do at least that. We need to submit to God and to recognize that we're here to do God's will and not our own. That's really the ultimate purpose of life, is to obey God's will. That's what we're here for. We're here to do the same thing Jesus came to do, to obey his Father's will. We're here to do God's will, and that is what we don't always seem to understand. We think that we're here to enjoy ourselves. We're here to do whatever we want. We don't want restrictions placed on us. We don't want to submit. We don't want to obey. We want to be free to do our own will. And that is not going to get us to heaven. That's what they all say in hell, right? I came, I did my own will. Like that song, was it? I did it my own way. I did it my own way. No, if we do it our own way, we will end up there. If we do God's way, we will end up in heaven. And that's what we want to follow the example of Our Lady. I am the handmaid of the Lord. I am the servant of the Lord all the days of my life, all throughout the day. I am here to discern what God wants me to do and to do what his will. And the beautiful thing is that it will make me happy. It will be the best thing for me. And if I do my own will, it will not be the best thing for me. It will not lead me to a good place. I will mess up my life. and I will mess up other people's lives. I will mess up the world. And so it's in our best interest to obey God, to follow His will in every smallest thing, and to realize that we're here to obey, we're here to submit to God's loving will, God's good will, which is the best for me and for others.
Christum.